away from things COVID before I have a heart attack, I thought, listen, there are other things happening in life, and I think it's important for us to focus on it. And I was recently made aware of something called Tame, which is a new pet management system, right? So if you own a pet, it's a big responsibility for those who care, right? You need to stay on top of vaccinations and a whole host of other things. And what they've done is they've created an app which makes pet ownership simpler, or at least they simplify it. Don't know how simple you can make it, but Shannon Sweetman is the person behind Tame Pet Management. Good having you on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure. No, it's an absolute pleasure to host you. So tell us a little bit about this. What is Tame? Why does it exist? I alluded to it briefly, but tell us more.
Okay, so, it birthed out of lockdown when everything shut down and we had to think fast and not let the grass grow underneath our feet. And we realized that, life is going to be digitalized way more than ever. And myself and my business partner, Kani, she gave me a call and we're like, we have to move fast. We both in the pet industry already and very passionate about animals in general. And so we started brainstorming some ideas. How can we help the pet owner, navigate through life during lockdown with their pets? Everyone's at home with their animals. There was a lot of stress around that as well. And so we started just thinking about, okay, what is the need? And, you always have to carry around a pet ID book every time you go and visit a vet. And, there's so many times that you either lose it or you destroy it. So the idea started there. We need to house all our pets' information on this platform. And then we just started expanding into offering services. You can book your groomer and your pet sitter and your dog walker, for example. And quite a big one is, giving peace of mind to the pet parent. There's a lot of times that something will happen to our pet and we don't know how urgent it is. And many of us will speed to the vet, possibly spend money that we didn't need to. And especially during COVID times and lockdown, going to a vet wasn't even an option. You couldn't really do that. So we thought, okay, let's have a talk function where we have our own professional vets on board, as well as behaviorists. And the consultations are free and you can just, speak to our vets and have a video call. And it's, peace of mind. So if they say, no, listen, you need to go to 24-hour emergency, then we know. So those were the main aspects that we wanted to sort of bring peace of mind for to the pet owner. We also decided to just, let's go, all out and create a shop. So we've got Absolute Pets, which is quite a big local chain where you can shop everything from dog food to your deworming tablet. We're quite passionate about supporting the entrepreneurs in South Africa, especially now. And so we've got a growing team of entrepreneurs that have now listed their shops. It's a lot of artisanal brands and great treasures that you don't really see around. So it's about creating an app for the pet owner. And then at the same time, we're bringing business to the local guys, which we all know we need it. We need the exposure.
It would be rather cool. I mean, I love what you're doing. I love the entrepreneurship angle, obviously, as I would. I just think it's phenomenal. I mean, now it'd be interesting to see how you integrate with all the vets. Maybe you sell your own dog tags with a QR code on it. So if someone finds it, the vet can scan the QR code and can get all the history of this particular pet, who the owner is, what the various contacts are, etc., etc.
Yes, you're on the money there. We've actually got that. We're busy developing that at the moment. Our QR code is now up and running. And exactly that, we've teamed up with a company that will be doing the pet's ID tags. because that is quite a big thing. Dogs especially do go missing, especially over Christmas time, actually. Yep. So now's the time. So
absolutely.
That is a great idea, yeah.
So where does one, I mean, I know that development is rather expensive.
So, yes.
You know, and did you get the money out of your back pocket, or did you, how did you manage to get a build of this nature together?
It was an incredible risk, especially owning my own business and Kani owning her own business.
Mm.
You know, money is not easily flowing, and we just decided to, you know, jump on it and think later, which is more my motto. So yes, it has been it has been from our back pockets.
Oh,
from
wow.
Our back pockets, and we take it literally day by day. It is a very expensive process.
No, it is. Really.
Yeah. We believe in it. So if you know, if you've got that passion behind it, you'll do everything that you can.
I'm inspired just listening to that. You know, so many people, you know, do this thing. Oh, I got a great idea. I want to do this. Ooh, oh, it needs money. Okay, I'll do it next year.
Yes, but
hopping onto your passion and following it through, I mean, that's the best thing. Obviously, one takes calculated risks, which I'm sure you have, but there's a big enough market for this sort of thing. I think it's absolutely fabulous. So where do we find it?
Thank you. It's it's available on Android and iOS, so you can get it on your App Store and your Google Play. So it's everywhere, and then we've obviously got our social media platforms. So Instagram is your Tame Pet App, or Tame App actually. And then Facebook is Tame Pet Management System. And then we also obviously would like to just push the local guys and try and get as many people on board to come and actually list themselves on our app. So the more the merrier.
What's your other business that you run?
I have a business called Dog Meets Girl. So it's a brand that I've established over the past sort of 7-8 years.
Yeah.
So I do, it's mostly photography based and content based. So I also do, you know, Woolworths pet food packaging and Absolute Pets. I've got really great clients. So it's a lot of photography and pushing lifestyle around how to live well with your pet. And yeah.
I've checked out your stuff. My favorite pizza company, well, one of my favorites. The other one, of course, is Funeria Italia, but the Earth Fire Pizza, I think you've done, have you done shoots for them?
Yes, I have. Have you been stalking me?
I check out everything. We find out everything about everybody we interview so that we can have content. No, it's wonderful. Yes. I mean, I own an Earth Fire Pizza oven. I think they're phenomenal.
They're the best. Yeah, my husband and I are quite addicted. So I did some content for them, and I scored some pizza out of it. So it was a great
experience. It's wonderful. Hey, I mean, this Earthfire pizza oven is absolutely phenomenal. And
genius.
One day I got home, because obviously we've decided not to send our 3-year-old to creche, and you know, does what he does, and he's got someone looking after him, etc., etc. And I got home, and the stone of my Earthfire pizza oven was in 3 pieces. I was not. I know.
How did
exactly.
That happen?
He obviously, he loves, you know, my 3-year-old loves cooking. So we were busy building, and he normally plays with my little mini Weeber, which I've written off now because it's now his toy, sand and everything goes into it, because he wants to be like daddy, and he wants to bry, and he bries sand and all sorts of other stuff. And then he found something that looked like my mini Weeber, which was obviously the pizza oven, and he unceremoniously took the little bit out, which he's seen me use before, and it must have dropped and smashed.
Yes, so. It's heavy. It's so heavy. Shame, man. It sucks. You can borrow mine.
Oh, thank you. But Sharon, wonderful stuff. So impressed with the work that you're doing.
Thank you.
I'm so happy that I can share happy stories and, you know, inspirational stories about people who, despite all the negativity around us, are actually getting off their bums and doing stuff. What's the website? Do you have a website at all? No? Or is it just the various platforms that you shared with us earlier?
It's the platforms mainly. That's where we share all our content. Yeah. But if you head to www.tame.org.za, that's just a front page where you can actually find the links. So you can just head straight to that and then just download it from there.
Well, I know you're going to go. Yeah, sorry.
Sorry, I just wanted to quickly add, there's just so many more. I mean, there's 7 features to this app. So the pet parent is really in for a treat. You know, you can find all the pet-friendly restaurants and the works. So it really
I like
is.
It. I like it. I like it. I like it a lot. Now, I'm glad we had you on the show. So thank you very much for your time.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure. Go and check out tame.org.za to get access to all the links that Shannon Sweetman's been talking about.